Psalm chapter 46. I don't know if you got the message yesterday or not to do this ahead of time. I just sent out a quick Facebook post and said, hey, everybody, just read up on Psalm 46. And if you did read this, you might notice a few things that are really familiar to you. Maybe these passages are really familiar to you, or at least some of the verses in here. And I'm going to be looking at one of them in particular, because this verse struck me in the past couple of weeks as we are dealing with this COVID-19 crisis. So what I'll do is I'll read through the passage and then we'll go through it again. We'll take a closer look at it for a minute. And then I'll say some other words, and that's pretty much it. Here we go. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So as I was reading through this, you may have seen some verses that you've heard before. I can think of two that are very familiar to me. The very first one in verse 10. The very first one being, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. I remember it as in times of trouble. It says here, in trouble. This is the first one, but this is a great way to open the psalm, because the psalmist says, therefore, we won't fear. And we talked about fear last week, if you recall. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall. The Lord is our refuge and strength. So God is our refuge and strength. God is the place where we go to hide away from things. God is the way where we hide, where we tuck ourselves away from the struggles and the problems of the world. He's also our strength. His very providence, his very presence gives us strength and confidence. And he's our ever-present help in time of trouble as well. Ever-present help in trouble. So he's always there providing for us, giving us ways out, helping us do things differently. And therefore, the psalmist says, we're not going to fear even if the mountains fall into the sea. Well, on earth, there's very rarely anything that is more solid than a mountain. And if you see a mountain crumble into the ocean, you're going to wonder what's going on. And as the waters roar, as he tossed the waters roar, and the foam and the mountains quake with their surging, as the waters rise up and beat on that mountain with their surf, and the mountain falls into the sea, we're still not going to fear. We're not going to. Because God is our refuge and strength. And then the psalmist turns it around a little bit. He changes his tone. He says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. There is a river. And all of a sudden you are brought to this place of serenity. So you have this violent crashing of the world happening out there. And then within Jerusalem you hear, but there's a river. And it's serenity. And it says, and we say Jerusalem because it's the city of God, where the Most High dwells, where God himself, the living God, dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day, because God is help in times of trouble. Nations are in uproar, says verse 6. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. So even though the earth melts away like a candle, like candle wax melts, the Lord Almighty is with us. God is our fortress. This is the second time he's saying this. God is our strength. God is our refuge. God is our fortress. Verse 8, come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. God makes wars stop, bringing desolation, yes, but he makes wars stop and changes everything for us. And then he says, the psalmist says, God says, be still and know that I am God. The second of the very familiar passages that are in this text. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth, God is saying of himself. And the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Obviously, this psalm was written in times of war. And it's well known in Scripture. Nobody knows the time exactly when this psalm was written, but the sons of Korah wrote it. They wrote other psalms as well in the Psalter. In the book of Psalms. Even though they wrote this, it's well known that there are times of war, that in the olden days, in ancient days, when Israel went out, in the days of David, say for instance, when Israel would go out in a season to go and fight war. Like now we do war 365 days a year, night, day, it doesn't matter. We'll do war all the time, right? But back in those days, the weather actually had something to do with war, because they just could not fight in adverse weather, so they wouldn't. And everybody wouldn't fight then. And so there was actually a season for war, and we find that out when David and Bathsheba, in the story of David and Bathsheba, that David was supposed to go out and fight the wars. It was the season. It was springtime. It was the season for war. And so when the kings went out to go and fight their wars, and that's what the sons of Korah are talking about here, that God is our refuge and our strength, and there's all this talk in the town or in the city of Jerusalem and all of Israel about the wars that are coming up. And the sons of Korah are saying, listen, you don't have to worry about that. God is our refuge and strength. God is the one. God, it's all about God here. He is the one. And even though everything around us is imploding, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter, because God will save us, because God is with us. And they say it three times. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. They deal with it three times in this text, at the very beginning, in the middle, and at the end. The very beginning, it's worded a little differently. It's worded, God is our refuge and strength. But in the middle and at the end, that makes three times they're saying, God is this, he'll cover it. You don't need to worry about it. The reason why I got to this text today is because over the past couple of weeks, I've been looking at the phrase or the well-known text, be still and know that I am God. I've seen it on signs. I've seen it on the internet, of course. I've heard it being said with different conversations I've had with people. Be still and know that I am God. And the one thing that came to my mind this week when I was preparing this was this. If I was to bring this same text to you, the text didn't change. If I was to bring the text to you, say 6 months ago in September, the end of September, say, what would your reaction be? I imagine it would be something like this. Well, because we need to know what the situation is that we are in. We need to know that we needed to know it way back in September that school year is just ramping up. Same with the church year is just ramping up. So school's in session, and they're just getting going. They're underway in their third week, maybe. Church year, all the groups are just starting up again, and we're looking at the brand new church year, and that's all good. On the farms, harvest is happening. Everybody's busy. Everybody's working really hard. In the corporate world, everything's moving full steam ahead. We're just moving along. And if I was to come up to you in that time, I'd say, be still and know that I am God. This is the text for today. Many of us would have this idea in our heads that we would say, wow, that's a dream. I wish I could be still. I wish I could stop for a moment, because that's exactly what this text is. This text is God saying, just like a parent would say to two kids who are horse playing or who are beating each other up, stop! Stop it! Cut it out! No more! Cease! Halt! That type of thing. Stop it. That's what God is saying here. Be still. Stop it. And you would say, well, wait a minute. Stop what? Stop my busyness? I'm in the middle of harvest. I'm in the middle of my school year. We're just getting off the ground here. Stop. Not stopping. Not stopping. Fast forward to today. Like it or not, you're stopping. You're at least slowing down. For most of us, not all of us, those in the healthcare field are going crazy right now. But the rest of us, there's no school. Look, there's no church. Can't even meet with five people here unless it's deemed an essential service. No church, no school, transportation, can't go shopping, can't meet people, can't go to a restaurant. Life is not normal. Life just ground to a halt for many of us. Thankfully, God's not done with this text yet when he says, be still. Because there's another command in here, and that's to know, the word yada in Hebrew. Yada, to know. And it's not like a math problem, okay? It's not 2 + 2 = 4. That's a head problem. Yada is more of a heart problem. You know it in your heart. You know it in your bones. You know it in the very core of your being. Know that the Lord is God. Be still and know that I am God. So you say, how do I know that? How am I supposed to have this knowledge? Maybe you're asking that question. How am I supposed to know this? God lives within you. This is the good thing. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, God lives within you. He dwells within you. We can read that in John chapter 14. This is just one example. Starting at verse 15, where Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." And then, of course, at Pentecost, we see the reality of that as the Spirit enters into the church, as the church starts up, and the Spirit enters into people. The Holy Spirit, God himself, living within. "Be still and know that I am God." It's a matter of allowing God to work within you again in your time of forced stop that you were in. It's a time to allow God's voice to rise up in you. When the chatter of everything that's going on in your life has just come to a halt, now's the time. Now is the time to listen to what God has to say to you. But the psalmist isn't done there yet either. The psalmist also says, "Why?" He says, "Why?" Speaking of God, "I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." "Be still and know that I am God, so that I will be exalted among the nations, so that I will be exalted in the earth." Being still and know that I am God, so that God will be exalted in my life. Because if you are living with God speaking in you, if God is speaking in you, if God is working through you, you will lift him up. And it's a matter of turning, you know what, our lives is just ground to a halt for many of us. Not all of us, but for most of us, sorry. Got an itchy nose. And I know I'm not supposed to touch my face right now, but I have an itchy nose. If we allow God to work in our lives, we will exalt him. And our lives have just ground to a halt now, meaning that we have lots of time to think, lots of time to consider who we are, who God is, what we're doing as a church, what we're doing as individuals. We got lots of time to think about that. So my suggestion is to put down the phone, to turn off the internet. Not yet. Don't turn off the internet. Not yet. Hang on. Don't turn off your phone. If you're watching me on the phone, don't turn it off yet. Right after this. Turn off the phone. Turn off the internet. Turn off the TV. And get into this. Listen to what God is saying. Because now is the time. Now's the time where you're, now's the season for you. You've just been told to stop. Make it work for you. Make it work for your community, for the church. Make it work so that God will be exalted in your life. Which is all we really want anyway, isn't it? That's all we want to do. Because if we are God's children, and if we have God living within us, then all we want to do is honor and praise him. So it's not hard. And we may have gone off track a little bit. But it's time to consider now exactly where we are and who God is in our lives. God be with you this week. Amen. Let's come to